Blog Talk Radio.
DMJ! I got it, I got it.
Life a night found me, don't know where I would be.
Everybody that's tuned in, I got it, you got it, look what we got. We got that word. We thank God for y'all today calling in. Hallelujah to We Got That Word. It is yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Alongside me today, amen, is First Lady Aisha Prevost, my beautiful wife, is in the building on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. We are about to get started. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today, Lord. Bless everybody who hears this message on today. Enlighten us with your word. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say, everything that you are about to do, Lord. We just want to praise your name and magnify you today. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today, Lord. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive to your word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And amen. Once again, we want to welcome y'all to We Got That Word. Hallelujah. And we got a word for you on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The subject today, praise God, is pro-Jesus, hallelujah, versus anti-Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Meaning, praise God, when somebody says just because they're preaching Jesus, hallelujah, amen, does that necessarily mean that they're preaching or teaching or living Christ? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a scripture to start us out, First Lady? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So the scripture today will be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, and it reads, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away." Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to elaborate on that, brother?
Amen.
You can back up.
So when we talk about perilous times, you know, that word perilous is meaning like the wicked and evil days. You know, it's a dangerous time. We are in risky times where, you know, basically your faith is going to be tested. You know, mm-hmm. what you've been learning in church, what you've been taking in, it's going to be you. It's going to become a time that it's going to be tested. Amen. Hallelujah. In these perilous times, you know, this is a time where you get to see what you're learning or what you've been taking in. Is it Christ, or are you just living, or is it pro-Jesus, which is the topic today, pro-Jesus versus anti-Christ? Like Elder was saying, just because you preach in the church or sing in a choir or you go to church every Sunday, you paying your tithes, you know, that's just the outer outfit of living a life for Jesus. That's just the outside. That's just the what we call the, like how we wear clothes on our bodies. We got shirts, we got pants. That's just the outer appearance of what Christ is. You know, when you know when we was growing up, that's what you learn. You learn, you know, you go to church every Sunday. You know, you go listen to the preacher. You go sing in the choir. This is what we know God to be. We only know God to be one way. Is operating out of traditions, operating out of religion. Amen, hallelujah. So we, in our minds, we figure if I'm going to church, oh yeah, I pay my tithes. You know, we say to ourselves, oh, we following Christ. We live our lives, you know, we get blessings. And we like, oh, thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, you did it once again. You know, you know, we talk, people, you in one room, people be like, oh, God is good. And you know to say all the time, God is good. But do you really believe what you're saying? Or are you just saying it out of religious protocol? Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you saying, oh, I believe in God. I trust God. Amen, hallelujah. You shouting God off the rooftops. You telling people how good God is, but soon you get into a situation. Oh, somebody hit you. What? You going to hit them back. But the Bible says what? It says turn the other cheek. Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You get in a situation where, oh, your bills need to be paid, or you get laid off on the job. And God says to trust him, but instead of trusting him, you go try to go handle it yourself in a way that you shouldn't. Oh, you go sleep around, you go get that money for that rent. You get them, oh, sleep around, get that money for that bill. Or you go sell a little drugs, whether it's the kids, you name it. You go do it to keep your house in order. But is that Christ-like? Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Yes, you're going to church. Yes, you know, you lifting up the name of Jesus, but your actions is telling a different story. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody's here to put you down. Nobody's here to destroy you, because the Bible says, you know, it ain't God's will that no man shall be destroyed, but come to a point of repentance. And you know, we learned about that, you know, repentance. If you don't know what that is, that means to change your mind. It means to change your mind of what you've been taught. Amen, hallelujah. You taking out what you learned in the world, and you putting in the knowledge of God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. No, it's not God's will for no man to perish, but to come to a sign of repentance. This is to help you grow and learn who God really is for real, and not just what you see in church. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Pro-Jesus versus Antichrist. Praise God. Like First Lady was saying, a lot of us appear the way we supposed to appear. We pro-Jesus, meaning we got the Bible in the car, we got gospel music playing, praise God. We got Jesus pictures hanging around the house. But like the First Lady said, if we're not practicing what Jesus taught, see, Jesus, we want to claim Jesus, but we don't want to claim all of Jesus. And when we don't claim everything Jesus said, that makes us anti-Christ, because the anointing on Jesus is what gave us the word that he spoke. So we can't claim one word, like she said, you know, the Bible say turn the other cheek. But as soon as somebody make you mad, you let them know that you ain't no punk. You ain't no chump. You ready to fight. But even though the Bible says to turn the other cheek, and not just anybody, not just Elijah didn't write it, Isaiah didn't write it, Paul didn't write it, Peter didn't write it. They're saying Jesus actually said this.
Mm-hmm.
So these are his words. So if we go against his words, we are anti-Christ, because we're going against Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. But that's mm-hmm. what we do. We claim one part, but don't claim the other, you know. Praise God. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Yeah, we gotta really ask ourselves, you know, are we really following Christ? Are we really allowing the power of God to really work in our lives? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't claim God and be praising God and lifting God up, but in your actions, in your lifestyle, the power of God is not being shown. Amen, hallelujah. You're not allowing God's power to work in your life. Amen, hallelujah. You working in your own power. Amen, hallelujah. When you work in your own power, it produce wicked fruit. It produces wicked actions. What comes out of you, you operating in your own strength, is what? Adultery. Because you doing adultery, thieving. What it say in 2 Timothy? It say you become blasphemers, despisers of those that are good, liars. When you operate in your own power, you produce wickedness. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So you really got to ask yourself, I'm really following Christ, or I'm just wearing a uniform that presents to make me look like I'm following Christ. See, some of us know that we just putting on the show and faking the front like you following Christ, and you got some of us that don't know and only following what you've seen. Amen, hallelujah. But it's like that word say, we in perilous times. It's time to get in that word and get to studying for yourself. Amen, hallelujah. Because that at the end of the day, when you in your last times, you like the Bible says, no man know the day nor the hour when they shall leave this earth. So at the end, you're going to be without excuse. because we need to be, like, you hear the preacher say, study to show yourself approved. You need to get in that word and get the studying. Get in that word, get the reading. Because it's not going to be no excuse. We're telling you now. We're telling you right now. Amen, hallelujah. Get in that word and you study and you get to know the God for yourself. Don't find yourself going against Christ. Like Elder said, Christ meaning the anointing of God. That's the very power of God. Amen, hallelujah. Don't catch yourself walking in a form of godliness. A form of godliness. Anyway, we gave you an example, you know, preaching in the church, singing in the choir, praise dancing. You know, that's a form.
That's the wardrobe.
We have to really take our time and get to know God for who He really is, because it's more than God. It's more to God than just that. It's like, amen, hallelujah. You can wear the suit, but the suit don't make you Christ-like. The change starts in the inside, where your heart be. Yes, you doing all this, but what is in your heart? That's what God is looking at. Your heart. We followers of Christ, but we are not. God has found some of us to be liars and some of us to be ignorant. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You want to add to that, because we got to really bring clarity on this thing about being pro-Jesus and then versus the Antichrist.
Amen. Anything that goes against the word that mm-hmm. Jesus spoke is automatically mm-hmm. Antichrist. When we say, I know the Bible say this, but, and I know a lot of us, like myself and other people who study the word, we go back and forth on other writers. Was Paul authorized to say this? Did Apollos say that? What did Peter mean by this? But, We got out there what we call these red letter Christians. And across the board, whether you debate about the other writers or not, we say the red letters are what Jesus said. Jesus being the man, Christ being the anointed. Now, we can't keep saying we Christians. Christian, the root word of Christian is Christ. By adding the I-N-S on that, that just means you're a follower of. So you're a follower of Christ. It's almost like you go to a restaurant. Let me use where I used to work. You go to KFC. The person in working the register has on a KFC uniform. They may not be wearing it right. It's untucked. The hat is to the back. They don't have the proper attitude. You know, mm-hmm. that they, what can I get you? We ain't got that right now. And then the food may not be up to standards. Mm-hmm. See, they in the building.
Amen.
They got on the uniform. They say they are representing the Colonel. They're representing KFC.
Mm-hmm.
And because they feel like, you know, I got the uniform on and I'm here,
mm-hmm.
I should get a check. Because I'm doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they have not gone through the book. There's a book they give you when you start any job about the code of conduct, the rules, how we operate at this job. And there's ways that you operate at that job. See, they're working there, but they're anti-KFC. Because KFC says you got to have your shirt tucked in, your hat to the front. You got to greet with a smile. You can't run out of product, this type of thing. But if that person does not, either they know it or don't know it, either way, they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're anti this. And that's how we are as church folks. I call I say us because we all go to church together.
Mm-hmm.
So we all church folks, but all of us Christians.
Right.
Because we all got on the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We all got on the uniform, mm-hmm. but all of us living by the code of conduct
mm-hmm.
that we were given when we made, everybody got a Bible. They gave you a Bible. Every church, if you joined the church, they gave you a Bible. Somewhere mm-hmm. along the time, somebody gave you a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it whose responsibility is it to read the code of conduct when you get a job? Do they supposed to sit you down and read it to you,
mm-hmm.
or should you read it for yourself and find out for yourself
Amen.
What you can or cannot do at this job? So you won't go in unprepared and get caught off guard when you have everything that you need. Jesus said like that. He said, the prophets wish they had what you have now.
Right.
We got the book. We have a book.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go strictly by what they, I don't know if that's God talking. That might be him. Let me write that down because that sounds like him. But we actually got the book. We actually
mm-hmm.
got him walking. He done read it. I mean, he done said it. It's up to us to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Like First Lady said, we take it on a form of godliness. So we look godly. I'm pretty sure when you see the people at the store and they got their uniform off, you're thinking, that person just got off work. They probably hard working. They probably
mm-hmm.
deserve their check. Look like they've been working all day, 8 hours all day long. God bless them. And you don't know they're not following the code of conduct like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, hallelujah. And that's what people say about us. They got on the uniform, but are they praise God, hallelujah. Because there's a lot of people that don't wear the uniform that's living the life.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. We denying the power thereof, like the example that was given. When you turn the other cheek, that takes power.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're resisting everything in you that's telling you to go off and beat this person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
That takes power. That takes restraint.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weak when you just say, you know what, I'm just going to beat you down. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then by doing that, you lose the power. Why? Because now not only have you went against the word of God, now you've broken the law. Now other factors come into play, and that's why you gave up the power, denying the power thereof. You looked all holy. You looked all sanctified. You even knew what the word was, but when it came down to it, people that are watching you said, he lost the power. He ain't got no power. If he had power, he wouldn't have gotten himself into the situation that he's in right now. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that one scripture, just to elaborate a little more, that one scripture is what the one scripture that I hear a lot of people have a problem with, turning the other cheek. I'm not just going to let nobody run over me. I'm just not going to let nobody do this, let nobody do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the word of God tells us this is what we do as Christians. Not only that, we got to pray for those who are spitefully trying to use us.
Mm-hmm.
This is the word. We don't pray for them that try to use us. We pray that we don't hurt them. We pray we don't run in. We better not run into them off the clock. We better not see them in the streets. That's what we pray. Praise God. We don't pray, Lord, whatever they're going through, help them through it. Because I know it ain't me. I know I'm not the reason why they're acting the way they're acting. Praise God. So it's got to be them. So, Lord, whatever they're going through, help them. They might be getting beat at home. Hallelujah. He might be getting cheated on. Hallelujah. She might be going through it with a kid, single mother. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't know what people are going through or why they're going through it. That's why he's telling us to pray for them. That's why he's telling us to turn the other cheek. Because remember when it was you was just having a bad day and you just went off on somebody for no reason? Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that person turned the other cheek? Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. I just want to put it on the on elder, bring it up, people who it don't look like they followers of Christ, but in their actions is showing that they are followers of Christ. We can't even judge a book by its cover neither. Because you got the people in the world following Christ more than the people that's in church. Another thing you can compare, being pro-Jesus, like you proclaiming Jesus, 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 but you ain't, you denying the power, power, power. When you got the people who ain't even proclaiming God, but their action is showing the power of God. They're kind. They help folk. They have self-control. Amen. Hallelujah. They have love for their neighbors. They help their neighbors. Help people eat. Amen. Hallelujah. But you look on the outside and you just see, he got gold teeth in his mouth. He must be unholy. Or she got these certain clothes on. She ain't no follower of Christ with them clothes on. Or he ain't no child of God with that cigarette in his mouth or that marijuana in his mouth. Oh, he can't be a follower of God. But let me tell you something. The Bible says people will be known by their fruit. You will be known by your fruit, the fruit that you bear. Fruit being your actions. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It said, like, where it said, many would come to him saying, Lord, I did this in your name. I did this in your name. I preached in your name. I did all this stuff. I threw this lavish conference for you guys. So many people in to the kingdom. Well, he going to look and he going to say, get away from me, you working for iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you. Yeah, you went, you preached. Yeah, you went and you brought people in, but you ain't stopping to get a relationship with God for your own self. Amen, hallelujah. All your work was considered to be in vain at the end. You don't want your work to be considered to be done in vain.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Cause you did it out of obligation. Oh, this is what I'm supposed to do as a Christian. This is what I'm supposed to do as a child of God. I'm gonna go proclaim the word of God all over the countries and all over the states and all the churches. But in your heart, your heart was far from God. Amen. Hallelujah. You was in to be popular. Amen. To get your name known. And you say, oh, I'm doing this for God. Amen. Hallelujah. But God see right through that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is looking at the fruit. The church that you preach in bear fruit. Is the people, what are their fruit? Are they still committing adultery? Is they still in fornication? Amen. Hallelujah. Is they being nice to their neighbors? Loving their neighbor as God has loved them? What is the fruit? Have your people become more wicked in God? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And for some people, it ain't just in the church. Yeah, you got the people that's preaching and singing in the choir, but you also got those people that's in corporation businesses. God has appointed over businesses. He has appointed you over restaurants, appointed you over in government, appointed you over the state, over a country. Amen, hallelujah. And you proclaim to that God is your God and you this God in whom you trust and God in whom we trust, but yet you are getting over on people, stealing from people, lying to people to gain, for your gain.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You taking people money, you taking people hours, you taking people time, and you're doing people wrong. And God has appointed you leadership over these people when you have used and abused them. And you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself a Jew. You call yourself a Muslim. Whomever you is, you say you serve God, but denying the power. Nothing in your actions is showing the power of God. Nothing in your actions is showing the characteristics of God. Where is the patience? Where is the long-suffering? Where is the forgiveness? Amen. Hallelujah. This goes beyond just being just the pastors in the church. God has appointed people over many things, over fishing businesses. Amen. God has people everywhere. And I'm telling you today, if you're in leadership and you call yourself a follower of Christ and you treat people wrong and using people and stealing from people and lying on people and blackmailing people and doing all the things under the sun, then you a liar. You haven't made out to be a liar. You say you love God, but your actions are showing different and your heart is far from him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You have made yourself an enemy of God. I know you say or you think you a follower of Christ, but you really have proven yourself to be against Christ, anti-Christ. Your thoughts are far from him. Your heart is far from him. And your actions ain't following him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And like she said, there'll be known by their fruits. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus was the first lyricist. You know, fruit is produce. So what are they producing? Mm-hmm. What are they producing from their lives? When you go up and you taste the fruit,
mm-hmm.
What does it taste like? We all know those people that in front of a crowd, they're very charismatic,
mm-hmm.
charming. They can win over an audience. Mm-hmm. But the people that know them personally say they're difficult to deal with. They got attitude problems. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what they put on in front of a crowd is a facade.
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of godliness. But they deny the power thereof because when you get them alone, they're not showing the fruit, the produce, the product of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. When we go to, everybody knows Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit, the produce of the Spirit, the product mm-hmm. of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one right there. Because we can go to love, joy, peace, but the long-suffering, that indicates how long the time that I have to love you, the time that I have to have joy, the time that I have to have peace with you, even when you're getting on my nerves, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Even when we get to that point, and we Christians and we act like we perfect, but even when we get to that point where I can't stand you, long suffering, praise God. That means no matter what, I won't crack. No matter what, I won't break. And when we do break, we say, well, I was at my breaking point. No, you wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know you wasn't? Because the word don't lie. And the word says that he will not allow you to be tempted above which ye are able.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Meaning he wouldn't allow you to get to your breaking point. What happens is the enemy comes in and tells you you're at your breaking point. And instead of believing the word, you go anti-Christ. Hallelujah, and believe what the enemy is telling you. believing what your friends are telling you. The snakes, mm-hmm. remember, there was a snake in the garden. He had to be Eve's friend for you to be talking to him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We got snakes around us talking to us every day, telling us something that's anti-Christ. Hallelujah. If, how do you know if it's anti-Christ? It goes against the words of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell everybody that likes the word of God and they like to talk about it, they like to debate about it. Debate about what Peter said. Debate about what Paul said. Debate about what Isaiah, Moses, all them said, praise God. But when it comes to what Jesus said, mm-hmm. it shouldn't be a question about what Jesus said, because Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Word. John said it like this: in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus was there in the beginning. He is the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. So we take his word above anybody. Once Jesus said it, I don't need to go no further.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's like me taking my Toyota and going to the Toyota, with the dude that invented the Toyota, and him telling me what's wrong with my car, if there's something wrong with it. I don't have to worry about what the mechanic said that I passed by on the way to get to him, because he's the one that created the car. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't have to worry about what Paul said it like this, Peter said it like that. Wait a minute, go back. Moses said it like that. None of that matter. Hallelujah, because Jesus is the creator. Hallelujah. Amen. So he knows the blueprint. He knows the manuscript. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was there in the beginning when they kneeled down and blew breath into a pile of dirt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He knows how we are constructed, how the earth is constructed, how the universe is constructed. So when you go against his word, hallelujah, you are anti-Christ. Glory to God. Amen. And I got to address it, because some people will say, well, what? People got issues with certain things in the church, women preaching in the church. Is that anti-Christ? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say no, because Christ is, like I said, we're talking about the red letters. Hallelujah. Amen. We debate about anything else, but the red letters. Hallelujah. Is it in red? Hallelujah. The Bible could have ended at the red letters. We didn't need nothing else, to tell you the truth. Glory to God. Once Jesus said everything that needed to be said, it should have been over and done. That's my opinion. Glory
Amen.
To God.
And this is like with the fruits. He said you will be known by your fruit. He didn't say you will be known by your gender. He didn't say you will be known by your age. He didn't mm-hmm. say you will be known by your education, mm-hmm. by your degree. He didn't say that you will be known by your fruit. Mm-hmm. And like Elder said, fruit is produce, what you're producing in your life. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
So that's the question. What are you producing? Are you producing what you are producing to be a reflection mm-hmm. of the word of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It should be a reflection of the mm-hmm. word of God. You should be given to people who are in need. Jesus said it like this, so. Hallelujah. He said, in that great day, I'm going to separate mm-hmm. the sheep from the goats, one on the right, the other on the left. Hallelujah. And he said, the goats, hallelujah, I'm going to say, depart from me, because when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was homeless, you didn't give me a place to stay. When I was in prison, you didn't come visit me. And they said, Lord, when did we do this? Mm-hmm. Praise God. He said, when your brother was hungry, when your brother was thirsty, when your brother, hallelujah, was naked, when your brother was homeless, when your brother was in prison, hallelujah, when you did them like that, mm-hmm. you did me like that. Hallelujah. So when you do people in this manner, you are anti-Christ. Christ is telling you, you need to feed those who are hungry.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. If you know they hungry, feed them. If you know they thirsty, give them something to drink. If you know they need a place to stay, call it to God. So we get to the day and time where we put people out.
Amen.
We ain't taking people in. We putting people out. Praise
Amen.
God. That's anti-Christ. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Especially when you don't know if nobody has nowhere to stay. You don't know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
All you know is they done got on your nerve. Wait, your long suffering. You mean to tell me you ain't got no long suffering? Hallelujah. Praise God. Your suffering has a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your meekness, your goodness, your peace, your temperance. Hallelujah. Your gentleness got a time limit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus didn't have a time limit. His grace and mercy does not expire.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I remember back maybe about 20 years ago, y'all had these bracelets. WWJD, WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. But you looked around and wasn't nobody doing nothing that Jesus would do. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We are not helping people who need help when we could help them.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Some of us got stacks, racks in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on, you saving for a rainy day. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But the whole thing was, who rainy day you supposed to be saving for? Hallelujah, praise God, because it's raining on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God. And remember, the Bible tells us clearly, hallelujah, be not deceived. God is not mine. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. So when you see somebody and they're in need and you turn a blind eye, when you become anti-Christ and you turn a blind eye to their situation, glory to God, hallelujah. What goes around, that's what they say in the world, what goes around comes around. Hallelujah. Eventually you will end up in that spot and people will be turning a blind eye to your situation. You may not be in their exact situation. Hallelujah. But the point is you turn a blind eye to that situation.
Amen.
So whatever situation you'll be in, people will turn a blind eye and act like they don't see you going through what you're going through. Hallelujah. Because you reap, hallelujah, what you sowed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You have any more remorse, First Lady? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We really just have to get in the Word and study for ourselves and make sure we're not going against Christ and we actually walking in Christ. Amen. He told you with the fruits were. We want to get inside of ourselves and make sure we really following Christ. You know. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, even if before we even got to the time that we really knew God or we got in church and we found out about the Bible and ourselves, it was implanted us early on. We know within ourselves what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you see somebody need help, you help. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't say in yourself, well, what I'm going to do? You just became against Christ because the word says, you know, nothing is impossible to God. Everything is possible. He said, if I feed the birds of the air, you know, how much will I feed you? If I clothe the field, how much will I clothe you? Yeah. Amen, hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about that. You know, that thought right there was against Christ. Getting you to focus on your situation versus what the word have said about your situation. Amen, hallelujah. I believe the Lord is our shepherd. You know Psalms 23. If you don't know, that means you just ain't been in the word and it's time to get in now. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. That's all I have for tonight. Elder, any last remarks?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Antichrist. Let me say this. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all want to be successful in one way or another. But like First Lady just said about that one scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. And Jesus said another thing, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world
and yet lose the soul.
Praise God. And me being one of those people, just like, understand, just like anybody else, want to be rich, want to be successful, want to have money in the bank. Praise God. But when you do your research, people that say they earned the money the honest way, the way that has integrity, the way that shows that they are Christ-like. Praise God. They didn't do nothing underhanded. They didn't sleep with nobody to get to the top. They didn't cut nobody's neck or stab somebody in the back. Hallelujah. Or set somebody up or snitch out somebody or do this or do that. They stuck to what was right, did what was right, became successful, profited off of just being right. And it feels, they say success feels a lot better when you do it the right way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no guilt. Hallelujah. There's no condemnation. There's no waking up at night. People actually enjoy they money when they know they've earned it the right way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can say that about anybody out there that used to be in them streets. You remember when you first got your real paycheck from a real job? It felt good to spend money, hallelujah, amen, that you know you earned and you ain't got to worry about looking over your back about how you got it. Glory to God. Amen. It's the same thing, praise God, when you follow things the way God wants you to do them in business, because we got special rules for business. Hallelujah. We try not to cross over business and Christ. Praise God, business and righteousness, glory to God. But it should. They should look around and say that person there is different than the rest of us. They don't handle things the way we handle it. Glory to God, hallelujah. If that person came to me and said they're going to borrow $5,000, they're going to pay it back in such as, I believe that person because they have integrity. They're honest. They are who they say they are. Anybody else in this room, I would be skeptical. I would have to think about it, but because they are who they say they are, hallelujah, I know that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you follow Christ and you're not just pro-Jesus, hallelujah, amen, you're not just, you got a Bible, and you ain't never opened the Bible. It's brand new. The paper. Pages still stuck together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the show, for whatever reason, hallelujah. Amen. It's time, amen, we open up those Bibles and read them. Hallelujah. And start following. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if you don't know what the commandments are, how you going to keep them? Glory to God. The only way to find out what they are is to open up the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God for everybody that has heard this message on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will have another message coming soon. We thank God for everybody out there. Hallelujah. Amen. And if First Lady doesn't have any other words, we're going to go ahead and close out. Praise God. Any other words, First Lady?
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see another day, Lord. Lord, help us to follow your word, hallelujah. Help us to not be just pro-Jesus, hallelujah. And help us not to be anti-Christ, Lord, hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to follow your word. Help us to keep your commandments, hallelujah, for we truly do love you, Lord. And we thank you for your word on today, hallelujah, amen. We ask you to bless everybody that heard the word on today, Lord, hallelujah. And we ask, Lord, that it enlighten somebody on today. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Once again, we thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. This has been We Got That Word with the Black Prince and the First Lady. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. And we'll see you next time on We Got That Word.
Every day, every day. Fight on my bed.
You say the day.
You say the day.
Yeah.
That's why we give you all the
Jesus.
Ain't nobody do me like you, Jesus.
Ain't nobody. never alone. I can go to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I will be,
don't know who I will be, yeah, yeah.
Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting.